Blessed
are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Blessed
are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted.
Blessed
are the meek.
Today, tomorrow, and forever media. Using today's technology to journey through history and bring you the good news from every age. Good morning. This is Carol Monaco reporting live for Today, Tomorrow, and Forever Media. Today's podcast is coming to you from the first home of the Little Sisters of the Poor in the United States in Brooklyn, New York. The Little Sisters arrived here just a few weeks ago, and already they have a house full of destitute elderly men and women under their care. There is so much I could say about the amazing work being done by the Little Sisters of the Poor, but I've got two guests who can do that better than I. With me are Ernest Lidiev, a French priest and the Little Sisters' ambassador to the New World, and Father Isaac Hecker, founder of the Paulus Fathers. Father Ernest, I'd like to start with you. I understand that you came from quite a prominent family and that you earned multiple degrees. You could have done anything you wanted. How did you find your way to the priesthood and to the Little Sisters of the Poor?
Thank you, Carol. Yes, it's true that I led a privileged life, but God also permitted that I experience the pain of losing loved ones, as well as the pain of, unrequited love. For a time, I strayed from the faith, but then the ache in my heart led me back to God, and I heard His call to follow Him as a priest. I first met the Little Sisters of the Poor in 1850 at their home for the aged in Paris. They were so poor that they didn't know where the next meal would come from. Those young sisters were in a desperate state, without the slightest resources, seemingly at the point of starving to death. But over and over again, I saw how God showed Himself the provider of His children. No one was afraid. Every heart was content. It was from the Little Sisters that I learned the greatness of serving the poor and of trusting in God's loving providence. I am certain that all of the calculations I could ever make, the wisest is abandon myself to Him.
Can you tell us about how the Little Sisters of the Poor came to America?
As you may know, the Congregation began in Saint-Servan, France, in 1839. It rapidly spread across France, and then in 1851, the Little Sisters began to open homes for the elderly poor in England. Then Belgium. Startups are a lot of work, but the good God has always helped me. I wish I had time to tell you about all the proofs of His love that He places on my path as I travel from house to house. But you asked me about America. At the mother house, we began to receive requests for homes in the United States at least 10 years ago. But we felt that the congregation was still too young to cross the ocean. The sisters needed more training, and we needed to make sure that the European houses were on solid footing. Then your American Civil War broke out, so it seemed imprudent for us to come during those awful years. But the requests picked up again after the war, so I was asked to come to America in May of this year, Le Jean de Baptiste, you might say, to scout things out and see if the time was right for the Little Sisters to come to the New World.
And did you find the time to be right?
Quite right. After arriving in America in June, I traveled from north to south and met many people who were eager to welcome the Little Sisters to this great nation. I have seen that there is in fact need for a work dedicated to the elderly, especially in the wake of the war. To borrow words from your 21st century Pope Francis, it seemed to me that this country, as great as it is, it's a vast field hospital. On the shores of the Mississippi, as on the banks of the Jordan, the world has need of being renewed.
Thank you, Father. Speaking of this great nation, I'd like to ask you a few questions, if I might, Father Hecker. You are known all over America as an intellectual, a spiritual seeker, and a powerful preacher. Many people of faith look to you to know how to be both good Catholics and good Americans. I know that you published an article about the Little Sisters in your journal before they arrived in Brooklyn, and they told me that you gave them their very first donation. What is it in these very European Little Sisters of the Poor that caught your attention and earned your support?
As you may know, I was born of Protestant parents, but received virtually no formal religious instruction. My religious beliefs were left to my own choice. As a young man, I had a mystical experience, something I can't really explain, but it left me convinced of the spiritual side of life. I became aware of a very deep and mysterious presence within me, a divine capacity given by God. My mind began to seek after the truth, and my heart was moved with the desire of doing good to others. I believe that Christians should imitate their Lord by devoting themselves to spreading the truth. This is very important, but we are also called to devote ourselves to the relief of the poor and the uplifting of the lower classes. That is what drew me to the Little Sisters of the Poor. This is precisely what they do. I first encountered the Little Sisters in Paris. What struck me there corresponds to what I have witnessed here in Brooklyn.
And what exactly have you seen?
The Little Sisters nurse, tend, and keep vigil with the poor and old people, many of whom suffer from repulsive infirmities. I can honestly say that the Little Sisters are martyrs for Christ, working for these ignorant beings, often obstinate and full of ingratitude, without any reward. When I asked one of them how she did this thankless work day after day, she calmly replied, "It is not for the sake of gratitude that we nurse them. It is because in them we see the good Lord." Little Sisters of the Poor receive their elderly charges regardless of their nationality or religious beliefs. Everyone is welcome. Their only requirements are that they be elderly and truly indigent.
But Father, I heard that the Little Sisters have come to America with no resources, no funds or supplies, no regular financial support, and most of them don't even speak English. Do you really think they can make it here?
These sisters rely completely on God's providence. There is something in simple, honest, truth, trust in God that touches the heart. The sisters in London told me that many of those who first turned away from them, embarrassed at their begging, in the end proved to be the warmest supporters. To the thrifty American mind, the sisters' absolute poverty and their begging methods may seem like a nuisance, but I am confident that, touched by the hand of God, our citizens will welcome to the freedom of our land such a band of sisters whose charity bears all things, endures all things, and hopes all things. But if they are not received in one town or another, I am quite sure that they will go on caring for those whom society considers its throwaways. Isn't that a term of your current pope? And wherever they settle, they will bring blessings of our Lord. For he said, Come, ye blessed of my Father, possess the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me to eat. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you covered me. For as long as you did it to one of my least brethren, you did it to me.
Father Ernest, what has been your experience in America so far? Do you think the Little Sisters can survive and even prosper in America?
Yes, most definitely. The first day the sisters went out begging in Brooklyn, they were so well received that they came home loaded down like St. Nicholas' donkey. In my experience, the public appears delighted to see that the Little Sisters of the Poor are willing to work for the poor, that they ask no endowment, that they desire to trust in Providence and in the generosity of the public. Neither the population of New York nor of Brooklyn seems to be roused on seeing the sisters have it. I haven't seen the shadow of a hostile demonstration. I've traveled to New Orleans, St. Louis, Chicago, Detroit, and Baltimore. Everywhere the good bishops of this country are eager to have a home of the Little Sisters in their diocese. When I visited Baltimore, your nation's first diocese, Bishop Martin Spaulding gave me a challenge on behalf of his fellow bishops. We want 42 foundations in the United States, for that is the actual number of our diocese, he said. I challenge you to realize them. In just a couple of weeks, a group of Little Sisters will be arriving from France to begin a home in Cincinnati, your queen city. We also foresee a foundation in the beautiful city of New Orleans before the end of the year. Despite the difficulties and anxieties associated with undertaking such a work like this, so far from home, God willing, I plan to continue traveling around this vast continent until there's a home of the Little Sisters in every diocese, just as the bishops wish. Divine goodness never disappoints us in our expectation and often surpasses them.
Thank you for sharing so much with us today, Father Ernest and Father Hecker. I wish you the best in your ministries. Well, there you have it, the first chapter in the story of the Little Sisters of the Poor and their mission to the elderly in the New World. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and mark your calendar so you remember to tune in to next month's edition of Mission Improbable. This is Carol Monaco reporting from Brooklyn for Today, Tomorrow, and Forever Media.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, children of the heavenly King.
Today, Tomorrow, and Forever Media, using today's technology to journey through history and bring you the good news from every age.
I'm going home to get my reward.